Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to stoicism, because let's face it, life can get pretty wild sometimes. And I'm not just talking about the crazy aunt at Thanksgiving dinner, though she's a story for another day. I mean the everyday stuff. Deadlines, traffic jams, social media comparisons, you name it. Ever find yourself spiraling into negativity? You know that feeling when your inner voice starts playing a soundtrack of self-doubt and criticism? Ugh. I mess up again, I'll never be good enough, everyone else is doing better. Sound familiar? Well, guess what? Stoicism has some seriously powerful tools to help us shut down that negative chatter. Today, we're diving into the art of overcoming negative self-talk and criticism because you deserve a damn break from that inner critic. Now, before I get into the juicy stuff, remember, Stoicism isn't about being emotionless robots. It's about understanding our emotions, managing them wisely, and choosing how we respond to life's ups and downs. So, let's get down to business with 5 key takeaways that can transform your relationship with self-criticism. First up, acknowledge it. Don't try to ignore those negative thoughts pretending they don't exist, just let them fester like a bad case of athlete's foot. Instead, pay attention to what's going on in your head. When you catch yourself thinking negatively, simply say, "Okay, I'm noticing this thought." This creates distance between you and the thought, preventing it from controlling your actions. Next, challenge those thoughts. Just because you think something doesn't mean it's true. Are those criticisms really facts, or just opinions based on fear and insecurity? Often, our negative self-talk stems from irrational beliefs we've picked up along the way. Ask yourself, is there evidence to support this thought? What would I tell a friend who was thinking this way? Thirdly, focus on what you can control. Stoicism emphasizes focusing your energy on things within your control, your actions, your thoughts, your reactions. You can't control other people's opinions or external events, but you can control how you respond to them. Instead of dwelling on what you can't change, channel that energy into taking constructive action. Fourth, practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a friend going through a tough time. Everyone makes mistakes, experiences setbacks, and has moments of insecurity. Remember that you are worthy of love and respect even when you stumble. Finally, cultivate gratitude. Focusing on the positive aspects of your life can help shift your mindset away from negativity. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good things, your health, your loved ones, your accomplishments, even the small joys like a warm cup of coffee or a sunny day. This practice can help you build resilience and cultivate a more optimistic outlook. Imagine this. You're presenting at work, and suddenly your mind starts racing with doubts. What if I mess up? What if people think I'm not qualified? But instead of letting those thoughts take over, you remember the Stoic principles we just discussed. You acknowledge the feelings, but don't let them control you. You challenge those negative thoughts by reminding yourself of your past successes and the preparation you've put in. You focus on what you can control, delivering your best presentation with confidence and clarity. And guess what? The presentation goes amazingly well. You feel proud of yourself, not for being perfect, but for overcoming those inner demons and showing up as your authentic self. That's the power of Stoicism. It equips you with the tools to navigate life's challenges with strength, wisdom, and courage. So, what are you waiting for? Start implementing these strategies today and witness a transformation in your relationship with yourself and the world around you. Remember, the journey towards inner peace and self-acceptance is ongoing, but every small step counts. Share this episode with someone who might benefit from it. Let's spread the Stoic love. And as always, keep striving for that epic life you deserve. Catch you on the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.